You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The city of Houston. Think about this for a moment. How many people live in the city of Houston? Around 2.25 million, give or take. And that's about the same size as the entire U.S. a couple of hundred years ago, when rebels on this side of the Atlantic announced a long train of abuses and usurpations, making it their right, their duty, to throw off a government that would do such things to its people. Well, back then, of course, the despot was King George. But what might happen if people like Jefferson, Franklin, and Washington lived in Houston circa 2017? Lisa Falkenberg, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist at the Houston Chronicle, writes that cities these days, all across Texas, could use a declaration of independence of their own. Lisa, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So we had Brexit. There's a push in California to break from the Union. What you're suggesting is not so much a break from the U.S., but a break from Texas?
You wouldn't expect that, would you, in a state that had always been really pro-local control, which is kind of an understood thing. If you're Texas, you're supposed to hate Washington, but you're supposed to tolerate the government in Austin because they didn't quite meddle in your affairs so much. But what we've seen is really a change in attitude led by Governor Greg Abbott, of course, a Republican from a party that has long sought smaller government and really sought to protect local control. Mm-hmm. And so, no, I'm not saying that we should, that Houston should secede from Austin, but I was saying that it is unfortunate after studying Texas law and the Constitution that there's really nothing that cities have the right to do to push back against the powers that be in Austin trying to get a firmer control over the way that we run our own communities locally.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, in Texas about home rule under threat by Governor Abbott and certainly Republicans in the Texas legislature. But I don't think that among certainly people who are being preempted, there's a complete understanding of the argument, the justification for the preemption of local ordinances. How would you go about trying to explain that?
I mean, I don't understand it either, but what I've the explanation that they tried to make is that the local communities have the right to govern as they see fit unless they begin to trample liberty. And of course, federal law preempts state law, and the argument that, cities are not sovereign is correct, and that cities get their power from the state mm-hmm. is correct.
Right.
But I think trying to claim that a city governing plastic bags is an affront to liberty is bogus. Cities and towns are very different in a state as big as Texas, where, Austin, the capital, could be 500 miles away if you're in El Paso. And so plastic bags, people in the country don't like them because they're suffocating cattle. People in the city don't like them because they're clogging bayous. So each community has a reason for these local regulations, because the climate, the topography, the culture, everything can be very different from community to community. Mm-hmm. And so there is a reason why in such a diverse, massive state that we need diverse local governance.
Lisa, do you think seriously that we should be having a conversation about the independence of cities, or are you just trying to make a point using the secession argument as a sort of platform?
Well, it was the 4th of July week, and so I was kind of trying to play into that. But I'm not saying that we should secede. I am saying that cities really need to take actions and use rhetoric and inform their citizens about what's happening, that we do deserve a certain level of independence. I'm not a document that's drawn up and that, we're going to leave the state, but I'm saying an independent minded spirit is something that we need to preserve, and it's under attack right now and people need to know.
Lisa Falkenberg is Pulitzer Prize winning columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.